The number of new homes being built in the U.S. is down 25% from a year ago. That's according to new numbers out today from the Commerce Department. There was a bump up in housing starts in November, but the overall trend is down. And with the pullback in home building, layoffs have started in the construction business. Forecasters are predicting that hundreds of thousands of jobs are likely to be lost. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Peter Phillips is walking up the driveway of a new home in a small subdivision he's been building in Leominster, Massachusetts. But these days you hear more bird calls than you do power tools.
The crows are hungry.
Phillips says things have slowed down a lot. He's put up 8 homes here. About a year ago, he sold 6 of them before they were even built.
But then, you know, the summer and the spring of 2006 was a different story. It really got kind of scary.
Phillips says he's had to let go of 2 of his 3 most senior workers, a project manager and a carpenter. They were contractors working full-time for him.
I had to tell them, you got to go find other work. I can't support it anymore. Has it shut me down? No. I'm still selling. I'm still moving. I'm not making as much profit as I had hoped. I'm not hiring anybody.
Around the country, it's much the same story. Small builders like Phillips and much bigger ones are letting workers go.
I haven't made the number public, but there's been a bunch of layoffs.
Robert Toll is the chairman and CEO of Toll Brothers, Inc., one of the nation's largest home building companies. He says there will be more layoffs to come. That's because it takes a long time to build a house, so there's a delay between the start of the market slump and the actual layoffs happening. But over the next 6 months or so, here's what he expects as far as total layoffs.
I think the ballpark figures are something like 10 to 15% for inside the company, and you'll probably see a drop of 10, 15, maybe 20% in the construction workers.
That's a lot of workers, since Toll Brothers employs 5,500 people directly and more than 10,000 contract construction and trades workers. Likewise, a major building materials company, Stock Building Supply, recently laid off about 2,000 workers, 10% of its workforce. Many other firms are also cutting jobs. Home builder Robert Toll.
But it could be very temporary if the sales pick up again.
Toll hesitates to make any predictions, though he says he's seen signs of activity that might mean some markets are starting to pick up. With new and existing home inventories still very high, most economists don't predict a recovery in the broader housing market until at least the middle of 2007, some say much later. Chip Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College.
The home building sector is about $800 billion a year, which is about $1.20 in the whole economy, about 5%, 6% of the whole economy. And that number is likely to go down substantially in the next year. That's a lot of expenditure. And you add up all the jobs that depend on it, it's a big hit for the economy to weather.
Case says it's likely that hundreds of thousands of people will lose their jobs. House framers, real estate agents, people who make or sell building materials, and so on. Back in Leominster, Massachusetts, outside Boston, Peter Phillips is trying to figure out what all this means for his small home building business.
When the economists talk about it, they talk about it nationally. Locally is where I'm interested. It's hard to decipher, you know, that information down to this level.
One recent report out from Moody's Economy.com predicted quite different recovery patterns in different metro areas around the country. The report finds that some cities like Las Vegas, Bakersfield, California, and Portland, Oregon might not recover until 2009, but other cities, including Boston, Minneapolis, and Boulder, Colorado, might have already hit their bottoms. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.